Welcome back to The Locker. Today, we're talking about to supplement or not to supplement. So a little background on food really quick before we talk about the supplements. It's really hard today to get all of the vitamins and nutrients and all the things that you're supposed to have in your food. Depending on how you where you get it, where you, if you grow it yourself, where you buy it. So it's really hard to get what we used to get in food back in the day compared to the food today. It might be lacking in some of the vitamins and minerals. Example of that would be spinach. Back years and years ago, one serving of spinach had all the iron that you needed in it, and it was great. Now, if you look on a box of spinach, because they usually come in those little boxes that are frozen, unless you just get your own natural, pick it yourself. But if you look on those, iron sometimes isn't even listed as part of what's in the spinach, which means there's a problem with the soil because it's not getting it into the spinach. So the topic today, we are not here to tell you whether you should or should not supplement, because that's up to you. But we want to give you a couple ideas. So if you are going to supplement, we want to give you a couple things to look at when you are taking supplements. So here we go. If you are going to take a supplement, multivitamin, anything like that, first thing you have to do is make sure that it's pharmaceutical grade. And that means that every single pill in the bottle is exactly what it says on the label. Sounds like you would expect it to be that way, right? No. So I don't know what the numbers are today, but I can tell you a handful of years ago, this is the FDA regulations for vitamin supplements. 17% of whatever was on the label had to be in the pills, okay? So let's take that for a minute. That's only 17% of whatever it says. So you could be taking a multivitamin and only getting 17% of your daily recommended vitamin C or A or whatever. All right, now, let's go one step further. If it's not pharmaceutical grade, which means they're all identical, you could be getting 17% of vitamin A today and more of something else tomorrow, and it'll be like a nutritional roller coaster. I used to take a multivitamin. I won't tell you what it was, but it was really small and red. And we'll talk about the size of that one in a minute. But I felt sick all the time. Like my throat would get scratchy. And it turns out I was actually on a nutritional roller coaster because I was getting crazy whacked out nutrition. So I stopped taking that and I'm doing a whole lot better now. Second thing is you have to make sure that they actually break down. And this is, we're going to give you a little test to do and have you try it and see if this works for you. If it's a capsule, it'll be a little easier. You don't really have to do that. But the ones that are like solid, this is what you do for that. You take an ounce of white vinegar and you drop one of your little supplements in there and leave it for about 30 minutes. And then you go and look at it. And that basically the way it looks is roughly the way it looks when it leaves your body. Okay. So if there's still stuff solid there, it is not digesting in your system and you are not getting what you're paying for. So that doesn't mean expensive ones are better or cheap ones are bad. Not necessarily. You could get an expensive one that doesn't break down and then you're just passing them through your system. Not a good thing. So you're wasting your money. The other thing is you have to make sure that they are bioavailable so that your body can actually absorb whatever it is you're putting in. There's a couple of them out there that you can't take by themselves. A lot of people don't realize, like I think calcium for one, you need magnesium in order to get those two, the calcium to be absorbed into your body. Did you know that? So if you're taking a calcium supplement, check and see, it might actually say with magnesium, but do a little research on that. We're just, again, not telling you what to do here. We're trying to get you to think and make sure you're making the right choices. That's the whole purpose. But supplements like you, if that little one that I was taking, there's no human possible way you could get every vitamin and thing that I need for a day in something that's smaller than the tip of this pen, unless, and then you're heating it to press that stuff in there. So what happens when you heat all that? You're killing it. It's not going to do its job anymore. So you want to find things, and you're going to find the more natural they are, the little bit bigger they are, and the more of them you have to take. Because they're not trying to heat press, they're cold pressing it to make it stay together. So there's a little bit, that's all we're talking about today. That was it. It's only about, if you're going to supplement, these are some things to look for. And it's really hard to eat good, nutritious, filled food today. You can do it, but you have to know where you're getting it and support your local farmers. You'll find us say that a lot on here. Because if they're organically grown and they're rotating their crops and stuff, their food's going to be a little bit better than some of the places where they don't rotate and they just do the same crop over and over and over. That just depletes the soil. So they have to do some crop rotation. Anyway, that's all we were talking about today. So supplement or not is up to you. If you're going to do it, make sure that what you're putting in your body is what you think it really is. So do some research. Comment below if you have questions. We'll be glad to talk about it.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Hit the button.
Hit it.
Do it.
You can do it.
Subscribe. Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep, that would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.